I thought there was going to be another big show leaving here this morning now, but obviously there's been wires crossed somewhere, but no, there's nobody here. As you say, there's three other vehicles and that's it. So I don't know, honestly don't know, Donnery, what happened now, but there was an advertisement last night that they were leaving here this morning again, but obviously it's not happening from here, am I?
I know it was decided late enough last night or yesterday evening that there would be going again, and that it could maybe be a case that people who had taken the time out of work yesterday might not have been able to commit to today, and it was all just last minute. But, you know, the few people that are here now are thinking, you know, this is the time to send a message and we're not doing it.
Aye, because it's, you know, I know people probably took a day off work yesterday. Like, I couldn't make it here myself yesterday now with all our commitments, but, you know, I decided it would come today. But as I say, it's not going to happen, but it is a lot of cost, you know, price of fuel. Maybe it's affecting people as well, because it is hard to fill your tank nowadays. But I just don't understand why there doesn't seem to be any bus operators here, bar one. You know, no lorries, there's no tractors, no nothing today. So maybe they're going to concentrate more on Dublin today, that maybe this leg route's not happening. But we've seen the advertisement last night, and I'm just saying I'm mystified that there's nobody here, to be quite honest. Only three vehicles, you know, and our own, counts five, but we'll wait and we'll see.
And I suppose just finally, you had mentioned that you've had experiences before with trying to organise protests for defective concrete.
It is. It's hard to get people to come out, you know, and support these things ongoing. And I'm hoping today that there's still probably an ongoing protest in Dublin that will make an effect, you know, because the last thing we need is the government sitting back and doing nothing. They need to do something, you know. Cost of living's got far, far too dear. And they need to come out with measures to try and help the ordinary working people now, and ordinary people here, what's happening, you know, the price of fuel. Maybe this announcement of a ceasefire in the Middle East for 2 weeks last night, hopefully the price of oil drops dramatically, that we'll see it here now at the pumps straight away. They were quick at putting it up. We'll see how quick they're bringing it down if the price of oil comes down.